Well, you're always looking to improve, and we can't improve everything in 1 week. So we're going to look to focus on being better at first down, and that's what I talked to the guys about. And I'm going to attempt to do a better job of making sure our quarterback stays clean and allowing our guys to play fast and see if we've come any distance since the Green Bay game. And that's where we're at. Well, you got to look at why. You know, we're offsides. We give up sacks on two sacks on first down, two first plays of the game. You know, one guy missing a defensive lineman on the run on first down, so we end up with a three-yard run. So, you know, we're focusing on overall cleaning up first down, and then you look within that and within your groups and within your guys and say, okay, what can we do in the O-line room to clean up first down? What can we do in the receiver room, running back room, across the board? And then make sure we're working on those things. And that's why we practice. We're trying to get better each day. And so we put that mantra out there a long time ago, that work your trade and get better each day. I know we've talked about that, but you have to go out and do it. And in order to do that, you have to define some things that you have to work on. Can you get better at everything in 1 week? No. But we can pick some things that we're going to attempt to get better at this week. Oh, without a doubt, it would be excellent. You know, such an explosive player. I think that pass protection, the first play of the Green Bay game, was a one-y because he's been an excellent pass protector over time. And so he's an excellent pass protector, which I was trying to segue into. And so we'd love to have him back. I don't know. I think it's just tough in the NFL to win on the road. I mean, you look around the league and, you know, it's so difficult to win on the road, and we just have to be poised, and we have to handle the crowd noise and all of the above. And we have a checklist of things we have to do better and continue. Like I said, we got to continue to work at getting better at something each day and getting better at something each game.
Mike, you said
without taking any steps backwards. No, you know, I'm not talking about play call. I'm talking about make sure our design is that we have a number. You can't do it in one way. Because when you try to do it in one way, they counter and take maybe that chip away by putting the backs linebacker up in the line of scrimmage. So there goes your chip. You know, there's ways to counter everything in this game. So you have to have more than a couple of ways to take care of the player that might be having a rough night. At the same time, you can't take care of that player every single play. There has to be a point in the game where players have to earn their money and block somebody one-on-one. You try to minimize those times. And then at the same time, you got to have answers for a number of different players that might be in a difficult matchup and say, okay, if so-and-so is, then what do we go to? Well, if so-and-so is, what do we go to? That's what, you know, we can do. I can do a better job as a coach of improving it. Well, Evan, you know, we moved and put a 40 number on him because we felt like he could play on the line of scrimmage and play in the backfield. We know he had a couple good games and some good plays. We lose a guy like that, we take a step backwards in that area, and we have to come up with other ways to run other plays. And kind of like last week, we're running the ball good in the first half, and then we're strictly single back wing. It takes away some things. And so you have to, you have to massage that a little bit and come up with some other ways to run the football, as opposed to always being in single back wing or single back two tight ends on the edge. Well, we try to get him the ball. It doesn't always work out. Like that one in the end zone that was designed for him, basically a one-man route, if you will. And so we're trying to find ways to get him the ball, you know, reverse, little play down the red zone, some plays out in the field. Sometimes the coverage dictates that we're going to go to him. Sometimes it doesn't. But we're always going to try to get the ball to our players. And we're always going to try to do it. It doesn't always work out that way.